Employees at an electronics manufacturing company in New Berlin are collecting items to send to 150 Marines from the Des Moines, Iowa-based Echo Company. Mary McWay from the ABB company helped launch the project. She says as many as 400 local companies in the New Berlin area have been asked to collect items to put in shoeboxes to send to the troops. They're collecting everything from beef jerky to soccer balls to send to soldiers before Christmas.
Beef jerky is really, they're dying for beef jerky. Gum, nuts, Pop-Tarts, Power Bars, raisins, pudding, applesauce. Soccer balls, actually, believe it or not, are really big. These soldiers, I understand, when they have some free time, like to play with the children of Iraq, and they have found that that is their favorite sport, and they enjoy that. So we're looking for soccer balls as well.
The deadline for contributing items is November 19th. A local Boy Scout troop will help box up the items, and a local school has volunteered to decorate them with holiday wrapping. School children in Verona and DeForest are stuffing Christmas stockings to send to Iraq. That's a project of the Madison-based Families for Peace Military Support Group. Jane Jensen says they're raising money to pay the postage for sending 70 stockings filled with goodies to a group of soldiers.
Some of them don't have any family in touch with them at all, and some of them just never get any mail at all. So makes us all feel good to be involved.
Jensen's son is a Black Hawk helicopter pilot in Iraq, due back in February. She spent the past 2 months traveling the country campaigning for John Kerry because she thought he'd end the war sooner than President Bush. Now she's focusing her efforts on supporting soldiers fighting a war she fears will last longer than she hoped. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.